Postscript. This is the second of the stories I wrote for Crafty Games, this one to be published in their Alloy of Law supplement. I took a different direction on this story. Since I'd done the first one as more of a showpiece to new readers, I wanted this one to be something deep and interesting for established readers, revealing how the Koloss are made and exist in the second era of Scadrial's sequence. Seemed the kind of secret that would be intriguing to people. Many years ago, my brother Jordan came to me wanting to do a radio drama as a podcast. He wanted it to be scripted, written by me, but I just didn't have time. Writing Excuses was born out of this, though I believe he eventually went to Dan Wells to do some episodes of something more scripted. He pitched it as the story of an old-time adventurer-explorer. Though I couldn't do the piece, I did spend years thinking about what I might have done, had I had the time. Elemancer Jack is a direct response to this. The Gentleman Adventurer, over the top, based off old pulp stories. Writing only that, however, seemed like it wouldn't work. In the Wax and Wayne books, I was already telling stories that were a more authentic evolution of pulp stories, with more solid characterization and less melodrama. Jack, then, had to be about contrast, a way to highlight the old against the new. Whether he is actually the blowhard that his faithful steward implies he is, or whether he's more of a quixotic adventurer with boundless optimism, he is supposed to present a certain level of inauthenticity, a contrast to Wax in the way that you might contrast the newer incarnations of Batman with the old Adam West Batman. Note that I love both. As an aside, writing Handewim's annotations was one of the most amusing things I've ever done as a writer.